From the internet.
From the internet.
To your ears. This is RFD.
Alert. 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 Wake up! Wake up! Do you understand what's happening out there?
I don't know about you, but I want to party. I want to rock the house. I want to take care of business, if you know what I mean, and I hope you do. So buckle your belts, grab your hats, zip your pants, and hoist your bats. We got some rocking to do tonight.
Welcome to the Stephen Roy Podcast. What is today's date? Wow. It is the 23rd of August, the year of our Lord, 2025. It's great to be with you here. I have to admit, I'm just trying to get stuff done around the house this morning. Have an estimator coming to check out hail damage. We did get some hail damage. I have no idea what the roof's like, because it's almost impossible to get up there. It's so steep. But anyway, we will get the podcast done today and the Rumble right here on the Stephen Roy Podcast. It's great to be back with you. Got some great music queued up, too. I think I'm going to play more country music today. I don't know. That just sounds good. Sounds really good. I like all kinds of music if you've listened to the show before. I grew up listening to country music in the car especially, and on the radio, obviously. And my dad used to always tell me, you know what? There's only two kinds of music, country and western. So if we were in the car, we were listening to KLAC. I think it's like AM 570. I mean, old cars didn't even have FM radios until that became popular. So I fondly remember it. Some of the stations in LA, like KFI. You know, when a station has three letters, you know it's old, right? Like WOR or WGN or WIS. The latter's in the Midlands of South Carolina. I remember it well from living there. Anyway, let's go ahead and do the Rumble. Take the headphones off. Here we do, and turn the headphones down. Not gonna need those. Make sure my nose is clean. Here we go. Get a drink. It's great radio, right? Oh, you know it is. No wonder my new iPad is better. It's recording in HD. Wow. Welcome to the Rumble for August 23rd, the year of our Lord, 2025. I am Stephen Roy. It's great to be with you. Thank you to everyone who's been watching over the last few weeks, some more than others. I take responsibility for that. You never can know, though. I don't even trust the counters on Rumble. When it says I've got hundreds of people clicking on the Rumble link from the X at Stephen Roy Radio, it's hard to know what to believe. On one of the shows that one of the Rumbles that I had the most watches on, I think 125, which is good even on Rumble, I was talking about TDS. That's the terminal wasting disease of TDS. And it is terminal. Now, if caught early in stage one, it can be reversed. But if you let it advance to stage four, you will die of the terminal wasting disease, TDS. Why? Because it consumes your entire brain and absolutely destroys you from within. Have you ever heard about people that died of a broken heart? I do believe that's true. If you are so destroyed by the loss of your loved one, losing a child. My dad told me that losing my brother at age 61 was so much more difficult than even when my mom passed away. My mom was sick for, I can't even remember, it was at least a year, probably 2 years. She had pulmonary hypertension. It could hardly breathe without oxygen. So she was on oxygen 24/7. If she left the house, she had little tanks. Now, of course, it's more popular to have one of those portable oxygen generators that are battery-powered. You can take it anywhere. So she had little oxygen tanks for when she left the house, like to go to the store. And then at home, she had an oxygen generator that my dad ran tubes, the thingy that you put under your nose. My dad ran tubes to the family room. And that's where my mom would sit in the family room kitchen area or in the master bedroom, right? And then he would just switch it from the family room to the master bedroom. Terrible, terrible way to live, to have to live. And you know, I think the biggest problem was that she had such quack doctors. It took them like a year to even diagnose that it was pulmonary hypertension, which in the end, of course, ended up being terminal. The last respiratory arrest that she had caused a lot of brain damage. And so it was only a matter of time after that, sadly enough. Anyway, what's my point? My point is that it's a terminal wasting disease because it's destroying your brain from within. You have such hatred for President Trump and conservatives that it is all-consuming, that it has consumed you. Did you see the video lately of that older woman walking around with a cane, and she just attacks this guy because she thinks he's an ICE officer? Had no idea that he was, but she just attacked him. And guess what? She was cuffed and went to the pokey. So what is wrong with you if you're that consumed with hatred? You know what the Customs and Border Protection and the Immigration Customs Enforcement, you know what they're doing? They're upholding the law. If you are in this country illegally, you are an illegal alien and you have broken the law. Now, over 1,000 people now have went to that CBP app, I think it's called the One App. They've been each paid $1,000 and they've been given a plane flight to wherever they want to go home for free. And if you do that, you can come back into the country legally. Now, is our immigration system messed up? Absolutely it is. I told you the story of my ex-wife who came here when she was 8 from Holland. So for her entire life, she's had a green card. You know what it said on the green card? Resident alien. And then when she was like in her 20s, she decided to become an American citizen. So she goes to the immigration officials and they treat her like such crap. They treat her like she's a piece of crap. And so she said, you know what? I'm never going to become a citizen because of this BS. So it shouldn't be that difficult to come here to work temporarily. It shouldn't be that difficult to immigrate here. What does it cost? $10,000 to take years? Now, there has to be some kind of vetting process. That was the biggest failure of the bribe invasion bloodbath. You know, 20, 30, 100 million, I don't know. There's probably 100 million people here illegally. And every time I say that, doesn't matter what political persuasion you are, people absolutely freak out. I mean, freak out. There is not 100 million people here, David. Okay. How many people exactly are here in this country illegal? How many? Tell me exact. I want an exact number. How many people are here as illegal aliens? Bueller. 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 All I hear is crickets. All I hear is crickets. Nobody knows. That's the point of the 100 million amount I put out there. Nobody knows, right? Now, I just spent a week in Mexico on the Mexican Riviera at an awesome resort. And as I've told you before, I'm not going to advertise for them. They don't advertise on this show. I'm not going to advertise who they are. But you know, it's not a secret. This resort is on Maroma Beach. And it was great. We had a great time. Service was impeccable. Perfect service. Didn't get sick. Water's clean. Food was awesome. They have several restaurants. They have a breakfast buffet, which was okay. They have an even better place to eat breakfast if you're a member of the Preferred Club. It's only cost a couple $100 extra. You join the Preferred Club, you get better stuff in your room, you get better toiletries, you get a better mini bar. You grab a Coke out of the fridge, orange juice every morning. They have a preferred club, a restaurant right on the beach, literally right on the beach. There's the ocean right on the beach. Great service there. I highly recommend it. They have two big old pools, a big infinity pool right on the beach. That's where we spent most of our time. And then they have another pool that's, I don't know how to describe it. I call it a sports pool because they always have something going on there. And then they have little pools outside of, like, I don't know, six of the buildings. Six of the buildings have kind of Swedish rooms where you walk right out of your room and there's a nice patio and then a few steps down into a pool. Probably about 4 feet deep, and that's okay. Doesn't bother me if the pool's 4 feet deep because, you know, I'm 6 feet tall. Totally enjoyed it. You know, you don't have to swim. I walk back and forth across the pool many times, sometimes carrying D on my back. It was fun. Really fun time. So my point is, do you think I could go to Mexico illegally? How long do you think I could live there illegally? How long do you think I could live there and not learn Spanish? How long do you think I could exist without learning any Spanish? So how is it, and I'm not just picking on Spanish speakers here, when illegal aliens have came here from virtually every country on Earth, and without vetting by the bribe invasion bloodbath, a vast majority of these people are criminals. They emptied their jails in Venezuela. They sent crazy people here from all over the world, right? So is it any surprise that these crazy people have raped and murdered women and children? How is that okay? How is that okay? So, if you have terminal TDS because you don't like President Trump's policies to secure the border, then I can't help you, okay? Then there is no antidote. You're destroying yourself from within. And if you think it's okay to have no borders, to have complete lawlessness throughout the land, And that's what you know these leftists are advocating for our big cities. No, you get arrested in New York. They have a no bail law, a no cash bail law. What does that mean? You get out on bail within hours of being arrested. Police are like, why should I arrest these people? Right? I'm just going to look the other way because they just end up right back on the street and they recommit the crimes. Why do you think that is? Because there is no deterrence. If you beat the crap out of somebody, you're going to get out of jail and go right back out on the street. What is the deterrent for keeping you from doing that? If there are no consequences for your actions, it's kind of like small children, right? One of the things, and the resort that we went to was adults only, all inclusive. Those were my two requirements. And why do you let your children run wild, right? I've seen little kids just absolutely freak out because their tablet was taken away to eat a meal. What kind of parent are you if you don't discipline your children? You are not a good parent. If you let your kids run wild in a restaurant, you know, my children never did that. People used to come up to me to a restaurant and they'd say, wow, I didn't even know there were kids were here. Your kids are so good. Yeah, because I started them at a very early age that is not acceptable to be screaming, to be standing on the seat, to be doing these things that kids do. It makes me crazy, okay? Yeah, that's because you're old, David. But maybe it's because I'm old. But guess here's some advice from your Uncle Steven. You are not your parent, you are not your children's friend. You need to discipline your children from a very young age. Your job is to prepare them for the world. That's your job. It's not your job to be their buddy. Now, when your kids become adults, then you can relate to them as friends. But when you're little,
I don't want to hurt their feelings. I want to be their friend.
What is wrong with you? No. Your job as a parent is to teach your children to exist in this world. Teach them financial responsibility. Teach them the meaning of hard work. Teach them the meaning of work. When I was 12, I was cutting grass and all over town, all over my neighborhood. I was riding my bike as a teenager to my grandparents' house to take care of their yard. I mowed the grass. My grandmother taught me how to trim roses, taught me how to trim. I wasn't allowed to use a hedge trimmer. I had to trim every little branch off by hand. Why did she would not let me use a hedge trimmer because she didn't want half leaves. I S you not. She didn't want half leaves. And you know what? Thank you, Grandma, because you taught me how to garden. You taught me how to maintain the yard. And I do it here. I do it here. Now, could it be done better? Absolutely. Especially in the flower beds. As you might be able to tell, your Uncle Stephen is not a spring chicken, right? I still get on my hands and knees and I pull weeds. But I do a good job taking care of the grass. And you know, Sam Kinison told a great bit. He goes, you know, there was a time when I even cared what my yard looked like. Oh, I got some crabgrass in my yard. I'm not even going to try to do Sam. So don't be as scared. I'm not going to do it. So I wanted to talk for a minute about Ukranistan. Ukraine, okay? Ukranistan is the largest, the most massive, huge money laundering operation in world history. So when politicians, no matter what political persuasion they are, when politicians go ape-ass because they don't want to see Ukraine defunded, oh, you think that's because they care about the people of Ukraine? They do not. You think the Z-Man cares about the people of Ukraine? They do not. He was installed like a commode. He was. And our government was probably responsible for the overthrow of the previous regime, who was also corrupt. It is commonly known that the Ukranistan regime is the most corrupt government in the world. So, you know, half of the munitions that we sent to Ukranistan have ended up on the black market. And guess who bought the majority of those? Drug cartels. I S you not. So we were shipping these weapons to Ukranistan, and they were shipped back over to the southern hemisphere, Central and South American countries in the, you know, northern and southern hemisphere, so that they could use them for, you know, drug cartel stuff like drugs and human trafficking. You think it's okay to have child slaves working in the fields of California? No, it is not. They are illegal aliens, and they are being exploited. The children should have their own childhood where they play with their friends, where they go to school. They shouldn't have to be picking stuff in a field in the Central Valley of California. That's just sick. That's why we have child labor laws. That is why. You know, I remember when I was 15. I think I was 15. Oh, I know I was 15 when I got my first real job. I had to go to, I don't even remember what it's called. It's like ROP or something like that. I had to go and enroll at my high school. Because I wasn't 16 until after I graduated from high school, because my birthday is in June, typically after, you know, you get out of school. So that means I was 17 when I graduated from high school, and then shortly after graduation, I turned 18, right? So, anywho, so I had to go register with this, whatever this organization was. I think it was even part of my curriculum before I could go to work when I was in high school, when I was a minor, and I did. I worked at my first job was at Cal Auto. Cal Auto was like a giant auto parts store, kind of like Pep Boys, if you're familiar with them. We have a Pep Boys in town, and it's nothing but a repair shop. But Pep Boys typically has it's like a giant auto parts store, and then they also have a repair shop. Well, that's what it was like. Cal Auto didn't have a repair shop, but that's what it was like, minus a repair shop. Now later, I worked at another auto parts organization that I won't mention. I don't even know if it exists anymore. And it did have a repair shop. And I think I was 19 and I was working there when the Challenger exploded. And one of my coworkers said, hey, the Challenger just blew up. And I'm like, get out of here. No way. And he goes, no, really. Go look at the TV. We had a TV out with an antenna in our waiting area for the repair shop. I went over there and I'm like, holy crap. I can't believe it. I can't believe that that actually happened. But I remember where I was when I found out the Challenger tragedy happened. There's a great documentary on Netflix you should watch. Now, you're going to need Kleenex because it is very sad. And then I remember when the Columbia broke apart over Texas. And you know, one of my colleague that I work with remembers seeing the actual debris coming down. It's terrible. And I remember where I was. I was in Bend, Oregon. I lived in Bend, Oregon, lived and worked in Bend, Oregon. Well, I had to run to the office to do something, probably because I was on call. And when I got back, I turned on the TVs in the studio. We had a studio there to record the tech stuff, your show about technology, public access show, that I sent to 30 different cable systems all over the country. And then we were also live on this network. Thank you to Dishnut Pat and the Dishnuts for broadcasting the show on Radio Free Dishnuts. So appreciate that. And so we were on the Dishnuts network then, and we did the show live. And I still remember, I come home from work, I turn on the TVs in the studio, and phone news didn't even exist back then. The Communist Spews Network actually did news then. So I put it on that channel, and I'm like, well, I put it on NASA TV. We had NASA TV on the cable system. And I'm like, huh, wonder what happened to the landing, because the shuttle was supposed to land, and it was just quiet in Master Control, at NASA Master Control in Houston. And I'm like, what the heck is going on? So I turn on the Communist Spews Network, and sure enough, they show the video that the space shuttle has broken up over Texas, and I was very sad. You know, I was upset because I didn't even know why they were up there. You know, we were assembling the International Space Station. It was in its infancy then, and I covered the assembly of the space station on Tech Stuff, and so I would record video off NASA TV and then edit that into the show. And so I didn't understand why they were up there. It was a science mission. The Columbia was the first shuttle. It did not have the propellant storage to be able to go to a higher orbit to be able to bring stuff to the International Space Station. So Columbia was just a science mission. They had worms and frogs and I don't even remember what all. And I just couldn't understand why they would even do that when they were focusing on assembling the International Space Station, which is still up there today. And now they're having to take components up there on the Dragon resupply craft. Now they're taking astronauts up there for crew missions. I think they just sent up Crew 11. I can't remember if it's 11 or 12, but they just sent up four astronauts on the Dragon spacecraft that carries astronauts and cosmonauts to the International Space Station. I think they brought back a gentleman from the Japanese Space Agency, a cosmonaut, and two astronauts, if memory serves. And I really enjoy watching those launches and landings. I enjoy watching them launch Starlink satellites. If Dee and I live in the country in the near future, we will have Starlink. And I enjoy watching the launch of the Starlink satellites, which are small satellites. They're low Earth orbiting satellites to relay data information. So your terminal can actually communicate to all kinds of different satellites, regardless of atmospheric conditions. It's very interesting technology. As you know, if you've watched the show before, I am a technology nerd. I like to say I'm a technology geek. You know, I don't say that to employers, potential employers. I say I'm a technology nerd. Well, I am, because I am fascinated by technology. I've been working in the technology business for over 30 years now. Broadcasting for 25 on this network and you know, doing technical stuff for over 30 years. So anyway,
Little plug for my broadcasting friends that may be watching.
Let's go to the Twitter, at Stephen Roy Radio. That's where you can find me on the Twitter and the Rumble, at Stephen Roy Radio. See, let's see, right here it says 405 people have clicked on the last Rumble. Let's see if it loads. Yep. Don't I have a great face for radio? I really do. So, over 400 people clicked on that link, but it says 40 people streamed the show. So, you tell me if that's accurate or not, if 400 people clicked on the link. I post great things, like I posted this video, which is just the cutest little puppies looking in a vacuum. See the cute little puppies looking in a vacuum? Those are timeline cleansers. That's what Elena said. Elena said that's a timeline cleanser. Elaine is not one of my followers, so I click to follow her. I post funny stuff all the time, like this one, showing scary face. Yeah, that's the new sign for Liquor Barrel. Liquor Barrel. Because scary face, you know, she is a big supporter of Russia, whether she likes it or not, because she drinks vodka. So, Liquor Barrel. That's hilarious. The Girl Scouts expelled New Jersey mom Alexandra Bower, a Moms for Liberty chapter chair, after she refused to promote LGBTQ EIA, AEIOU plus minus pound sign sterling. I don't even know everything that goes on that acronym now. She refused to promote LGBTQ MS-13 pride to her troop. She also got swatted after she attacked a church's decision to raise an LGBTQ MS-13 flag. Now imagine that. Imagine that. A church, a place that's supposed to be a house of God, hoisted a flag supporting lesbian, gay, transgender, I question my sexuality, but I do support MS-13. Isn't that amazing? We're LGBTQ MS-13 for Palestine. I got a newsflash for you there, Karen, Todd. If you go to Palestine, they will string you up. They will drag you behind motorcycles when they find out you are a member of the LGBTQ MS-13 group. David, why do you call it LGBTQ MS-13? Because you support. You support keeping MS-13 members like that dude that was arrested for human trafficking, deported, and then brought back from El Salvador, and now some judge might release him from jail. This is the guy that beat the crap out of his wife, girlfriend, beat the crap out of her, and he's transporting illegal aliens from the border, and that's okay? No, it is not okay. It is not okay. That's called human trafficking. And you know how many people have died? Do you remember the semi that they found outside of San Antonio? They found a semi with like 75 illegal aliens, and a bunch of them died. A bunch of them died. There was a man found dead that was like sheltering his two boys who also died. That is murder. So the cartel or whoever transported these people are murderers. Murderers. So what happened when he got pulled over? When he got pulled over, the driver ran. Why? Because he will go straight back to Mexico and do it again. Now, so I don't blame some illegal aliens for the situation they're in. Because there have been pot farms busted in northern, where I lived in Northern California, in and around Nevada City, Grass Valley. I mean, they were so stupid. They planted like 1,000 plants on an irrigation canal and then were caught. I've talked about on previous shows, these farmers were forced to go there and they were told, if you do not go and raise this pot for us, the cartel, we will kill your entire family. And can you imagine that? You are forced to go and you're forced to farm that pot with dangerous chemicals, you know, by the way, or your family will be killed. Isn't that something? So I said, God bless Alexandra for not grooming children. The Chick Scouts should be ashamed of forcing education indoctrination. They going to admit boys too to the Girl Scouts? Now they have to admit girls to Boy Scouts, right? Which is ridiculous. Now they're going to have to admit boys to Girl Scouts? I'm curious. It's just absolutely ridiculous. The president, I guess he's prime minister, I don't know, the head dude of France, Macron, explains that he had to sue Candace Owens to defend his transsexual wife. I said, Mackie should have to prove physically that that's not a dude. Because I've seen the wiener, okay? It's a dude, right? Michael Malbama has been, he was dancing on Ellen. You know, everything was flopping around there. He's a dude, okay? Now, I'm not judging. But Bathhouse Barry and Michael cannot pretend to be a Christian heterosexual couple when Barry is gay and Michael is a dude, okay? Just don't even pretend. Why don't you be honest with the American people? You know, Monica Lewinsky has came out of the woodwork. Monica Lewinsky, famous for giving a Lewinsky to kill Bill Clinton. And you know what? It is totally wrong to fool around on your wife. I've told Dee, there is not a woman on this planet worth losing her for because she's such a wonderful woman and I love her so very much. And you fooled around on your wife, Kill Bill, and then you lied about it. Now, it's bad enough you fooled around on her, then you lied, saying you didn't get a Lewinsky, and Monica saved the blue dress, which had your DNA spooged all over it. Okay? So, that's why you were caught. Now, they didn't impeach him, because, you know, obviously, people are protecting their own in the swamp. And, you know, I've told you before, I don't know if I've told you on the Rumble, but I'm going to tell you right now. When I lived in South Carolina, I went to church with a really wonderful family. And they had family in Little Rock. And they said their family, and this was in the mid-90s when he was governor of Texas. So, in Little Rock, it was common knowledge in Little Rock that Kill Bill had an arrangement with Killary that he could have sleep with any woman he want as long as he was discreet. And everybody in Little Rock knew that, and they knew that Killary was bisexual. She was a switch hitter. She hit from both sides of the plate. I'm not judging. I mean, who am I to judge? Let he who is without sin cast the first stone. The show is almost over for now. Let me text back D. She's going to get tea. We've been drinking unsweet tea from a local tea place. Not until I lived in West Texas did I ever see so many tea places, right? Most popular thing is sweet tea. But I am on a diet forever, so we drink unsweet tea, and it's flavored, so it's super good. Now, I get mint. D will get a coconut or strawberry green or, you know, other flavors. I get mint every time, and it's just so good. And there's mint in the tea. It's good. Anyway, that's going to do it for the Rumble for today. I hope you enjoyed it. I sure enjoy bringing it to you. Hey, you have a great day. You have a great evening. You have a great week. Yes. Now you have to. So that's going to do it. Dee says she's coming back home, and that's awesome because then she can meet the roof guy. Well, I should meet the roof guy too, right? Yes, I should. I know, but at least she'll be here, which I'm happy about. I will upload the Rumble to the servers, and we will continue with the podcast here on the Stephen Roy Show. I'm going to start with this one, you know, because I live in what many would call a flyover state. We'll be right back.
first class on a flight from New York to Los Angeles. Kind of making small talk, killing time, flirting with the flight attendants. 30,000 feet above could be Oklahoma. Just a bunch of square cornfields and wheat farms, man, it all looks the same. Miles and miles of back roads and highways connecting little towns with funny names. Who'd want to live down there in the middle of nowhere? They've never drove through Indiana. Met the man who plowed that earth, planted that seed, busted his ass for you and me. You're caught a harvest moon in Kansas. They'd understand why God made those flyover states. I bet that mile-long Santa Fe freight train engineer seen it all. Like that flatbed cowboy stacking U.S. steel on a three-day haul. Roads and rails under their feet. Yeah, that sounds like a first-class seat on the plains of Oklahoma. With a windshield sunset in your eyes, like a watercolor painted sky, you think heaven's doors have opened. You'll understand why God made those flyover states. Take a ride across the Badlands. Feel that freedom on your face. Breathe in all that open space and meet a girl from there.
My God, RFD! Really real.
keep falling. Oh yeah, yeah, keep falling. Falling. Oh yeah, yeah, I'm falling. Yes, I'm falling. Closer you get, oh yeah, the further I fall. I'll be over the edge now in no time at all. I'm falling faster and faster and faster with no time to stall.
Yeah. real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
I was just 15 and out of control, lost to James Dean and rock and roll. I knew down deep in my country soul that I had to get away. Hollywood was a lady in red who danced in my dreams as I tossed in bed. I knew I'd wind up in jail or dead if I had to stay. I thought happiness was Lubbock, Texas in my rearview mirror. My mama kept calling me home, but I just did not want to hear. And the vision was getting clearer in my dreams. So I lit out one night in June, stoned on the glow of the Texas moon, humming an old Buddy Holly tune called Peggy Sue. With my favorite jeans and a cheap guitar, I ran off chasing a distant star. If Buddy Holly could make it that far, then I figured I could too. And I thought happiness was Lubbock, Texas in my rearview mirror. My mama kept calling me home, but I just did not want to hear her. And the vision was getting clearer in my dreams. But the Hollywood moon didn't smile the same old smile that I'd grown up with. The lady in red just wanted my last dime.
And I cried myself to sleep at night. Too dumb to run, too scared to fight, and too proud to admit at the time. So I got me some gigs on Saturday nights, not much more than orchestrated fights. I'd come home drunk and I'd try to write, but the words came out wrong. Hell-bent and bound for a wasted youth, too much gin and not enough vermouth. And no one to teach me how to seek the truth before I put it in the song. I still thought happiness was Love of Texas in my rearview mirror. My mama kept calling me home, but I just could not, would not hear her. And the vision was getting clearer in my dreams. Well, I thank God each and every day for giving me the music and the words to say. I'd have never made it any other way. He was my only friend. Now I sleep a little better at night, and when I look in the mirror in the morning light, the man I see was both wrong and right. He's going home again. I guess happiness was Love of Texas in my rearview mirror. But now happiness is Love of Texas growing nearer and dearer, and the vision is getting clearer my dreams. And I think I finally know just what it means. And when I die, you can bury me in Lubbock, Texas, in my jeans.
So hard. to push her breath. Sweet Eileen's in Abilene, she forgot I hung the man. And Allison's in Galveston, somehow lost her sanity. And Dimples, who now lives in Temple's, got the law looking for me. All my exes live in Texas, and Texas is a place I dearly love to be. But all my exes live in Texas, and that's why it brings to mind another time where I wore my welcome thin. By transcendental meditation, I go there each night. But I always come back to myself long before daylight. All my exes live in Texas. Texas is a place I dearly love to be. But all my exes live in Texas, therefore I reside in Tennessee. Some folks think I'm hiding, it's been rumored that I died. But I'm alive and well in Tennessee.
He was sitting there beside me, throwing doubles down. When he ordered up his third one, he looked around. Then he looked at me and said, I do believe I'll have one more. He said, I hate this bar and I hate to drink, but on second thought, tonight I think I hate everything. Then he opened up his billfold and threw a 20 down. And the faded photograph fell out and hit the ground. And I picked it up. He said, thank you, bud. I put it in his hand. He said, I probably ought to throw this one away, 'cause she's the reason I feel this way. Why I hate everything. Why I hate my job and I hate my life. And if it weren't for my two kids, I'd hate my ex-wife. I know I should move on and try to start again, but I just can't get over her leaving me for him. Then he shook his head and looked down at his ring. Said, I hate everything. Said, that one bedroom apartment where I get my mail is really not a home. It's more like a jail with a swimming pool and a parking lot view. Man, it's just great. I hate summer, winter, fall, and spring. red and yellow, purple, blue and green. I hate everything. I hate my job and I hate my life. And if it weren't for my two kids, I'd hate my ex-wife. I know I should move on and try to start again, but I just can't get over her leaving me for him. And then he shook his head and looked down at his ring and said, I hate everything. I pulled out my phone and I called my house. I said, babe, I'm coming home. We're gonna work this out. I paid for his drinks and I told him thanks. Thanks for everything.
RIAA bite me.
Denied!
From the internet.
From the internet.
To your ears, this is RFD.
Go!
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Did I just score?
What are you waiting for? A graved invitation?
Quack, quack!
Will the landslide brought me down?
Le who? The her.
Don't make me smack you.
You mean illegal cable? Who told you that? What is his name I wanted? You're offering me a bribe. What you have just done is illegal. And in this state, if convicted, you could be fined up to $5,000 or spend 6 months in a correctional facility.
I'm just jerking your chain. I'll juice you up.
I ledge of allegiance of to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republican for which in my hands with puberty and nachos. Nachos for all.
I've still got a Woody Woodpecker.
This is hour number two of the Stephen Roy podcast. And the podcast was for the 23rd of August, the year of our Lord, 2025. Carlos, if you're listening, thanks for listening, man. Appreciate it. Austin, thank you for listening. Lenny from Puerto Rico. People all across the graded land, all over North America are listening. All over the world. People always ask, how many people listen to your podcast? I don't know. I have no idea. This is a super high-tech operation here. Me with a couple computers and a mixer. And I upload it to the interwebs after the show. Super high-tech. But I'll tell you one thing. The second hour is a rant-free second hour. So you'll hear fun stuff and so much more. And since the focus today is on country music, let's play something that I like. I mean, I love the music of Pentatonix. Dee doesn't like it, but I do. I love their Christmas music. And this one is country because they're singing it with Dolly. That's right, Jolene.
Jolene, 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 Jolene. Beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain. I cannot compete with you, Jolene.
hurt yourself, but I can never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolene.
Oh my God, RFD!
Back a few months ago, I was headlining at a great big nightclub. And he put me up a couple of days early. I came in a couple of days early, and they put me up at what they call the Star Suite. Now here I am, headliner in one of the biggest nightclubs in the country, and I wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning in this Star Suite all by myself. Yeah, that's what I said, aww. But I did what I've always done, man, to cheer myself up. I picked up my guitar, I sat down, I wrote me a little song. Now this is how it feels to be alone at the top of the hill and trying to figure out why. Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. I can't wait to look in the mirror, 'cause I get better looking each day. To know me is to love me. I must be a hell of a man. Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble, but I'm doing the best that I can. I used to have a girlfriend, but I guess she just couldn't compete with all of these love-starved women who keep clamoring at my feet. Well, I probably could find me another, but I guess they're all in awe of me. Who cares? I never get lonesome, 'cause I treasure my own company. Oh, Lord, it's hard to be humble. You're perfect in every way. Can't wait to look in the mirror. Can't wait to look in the mirror.
Help me out now, come on.
I get better looking each day. To know me is to what? To know me is to love me. Must be a hell of a man. I must be a hell of a man. Oh Lord, it's hard. Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're doing what? We're doing the best that we can. I guess you could say I'm a loner, boy, outlaw, tough and proud. Well, I could have lots of friends if I wanted, but then I wouldn't stand out from the crowd. Some folks say that I'm egotistical. Hell, I don't even know what that means. I guess it has something to do with the way that I fill out my skin tight blue jeans.
Where's all the kickers in here?
Oh, Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. When you're perfect in every way.
Can't wait to look in the mirror.
I can't wait to look in the mirror, 'cause I get better looking. I get better looking each day.
To know me is to what?
To know me is to love me. Must be a hell of a man. Must be a hell of a man. Oh, Lord, it's hard. Lord, it's hard to be humble.
What are we doing?
We're doing the best that we can.
One more time. What are we doing?
We're doing the best that we can.
Get yourself a hand.
Farms 3,700 acres outside of Lubbock. He's a harvest time trucker hauling wheat and corn and sorghum. David Bucks Kemper of Llano, Estacado. He's a farming trucker, or maybe he's a trucking farmer. It all depends on the time of year. In the summer there's wheat, in the fall corn and sorghum. For David Bucks Kemper from Llano, Estacado. Still the D.O.T., he's got the dodge him. David Bucks Kemper from Llano, Estacado. He's a farming trucker, or maybe he's a trucking farmer. It all depends on the time of year. In the summer there's wheat, in the fall corn and sorghum. David Bucks Kemper from Llano, Estacado. David Bucks Kemper from Llano, Estacado. David Bucks Kemper from Llano, Estacado.
Real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
I felt the rush of the Rio Grande into Yellowstone, and I've seen firsthand Niagara Falls and the lights of Vegas. Crisscross down to Key Biscayne and Chi-Town via Bangor, Maine. Think I've seen it all, and all I can say is, how about them cowgirls? Boys, ain't they something? Sure are some proud. Tell you right now, girls, may just be seven wonders of this big old round world. But how about them cowgirls? She's riding colts in Steamboat Springs, bailing hay outside Abilene. some city, but her home is near that big blue sky and the northern plains and those other wide open spaces. Nowadays there ain't as many, but how about them cowgirls? Boys, ain't they something? Sure are some proud girls, and you can't tell them nothing. I tell you right now, girls, they just be seven wonders of this big old round world. But how about them cowgirls? Boy, she don't need you, and she don't need me. She can do just fine on her own two feet, but she wants a man who wants her to be herself. And she'll never change, don't know how to hide her stubborn will or her fighting side. But you treat her right, and she'll love you like no one else. Yeah, how about them cowgirls? Boys, ain't they something? Sure are some proud girls. But you can't beat the loving. And I tell you right now, girls, may just be seven wonders of this big. How about them cowgirls? How about them boys?
Whoever thought you could have this much fun with a PC? This is RFD.
I'm on my my way to Amarillo. I can't seem to get my fill of that little West Texas town. I've got a sweet thing built right, Betty. Head to toe, she's mighty pretty, living in that West Texas town. Friday comes, it's time to roll. Time for me to hit the road. I've got my eyes on the horizon. My little dish in that panhandle lights up like a Roman candle when I reach that West Texas town. Big Spring all the way to Plainview. I can't wait to get to you-know-who in that West Texas town. I drive through hell and half of Texas just to get to her. My breakfast waiting in that West Texas town. Friday comes, it's time to roll. Time for me to hit the road. I got my eyes on the horizon. My little dish in that panhandle lights up like a Roman candle when I reach that West Texas town.
Baby, turn the porch light on.
Your big papa's coming home to that West Texas town.
Gorgeous. How about you and me? Take my whiskey to extremes. Don't believe in chasing crazy dreams. My feet are planted firmly on the ground. But darling, when you come around, I get carried away by the look, by the light in your eyes. Before I even realize the ride I'm on, and baby, I'm long gone. I get carried away, nothing matters but being with you. Like a feather flying high up in the sky on a windy day, I get carried away. Seem like an ordinary night. Same old stars, the same old moon up high. But when I see you standing at your door, nothing's ordinary anymore. I get carried away by the look, by the light in your eyes. Get carried away, nothing matters but being with you. Like a feather flying high up in the sky on a windy day, I get carried away.
Strayed on the Stephen Roy podcast. I just love that song. That's one of my favorite songs. Got more favorites to play for you, and one from the pewter if the interwebs cooperate. But I'll tell you what, this is a great song from Blackberry Smoke. Got more Dale Watson too coming up for you. Hey, that's gonna do it for me today. I hope you have a great day, have a great evening, and a great week. Yes, now you have to.
Somebody somewhere's waking up with a face full of tears, 'cause everything to say has been said. There's a man in a cell staring at the walls all around. Swears somebody done put the devil in his head. There's a world going on outside the world that I'm in. I got sunrise in Texas again. Well, I feel here, laying in this bed. Some old town, I swear to God, I don't know where. Share a smile with a woman, Lord, I'd love to share more. I guess it's always the same old game, a truth or dare. There's a world going on outside the world that I'm in. I got sunrise in Texas again.
Cake and grab some gold. and a Dixie cup way, way, way down, Texas way.
Shy of 8 years old when Grandma passed away. I was a broken-hearted little boy blowing out that birthday cake. How I cried when the sky let go with a cold and lonesome rain. Mama smiled, said, "Don't be sad, child. Grandma's watching you today. 'Cause there's holes in the floor of heaven and her tears are pouring down. That's how you know she's watching, wishing she could be here now. And sometimes if you're lonely, just remember she can see. There's holes in the floor of heaven and she's watching over you and me. Seasons come and seasons go, nothing stays the same. I grew up, fell in love, met a girl who took my name. Year by year, made a life in this sleepy little town. I thought we'd grow old together. Lord, I sure do miss her now. But there's holes in the floor of heaven and her tears are pouring down. That's how I know she's watching, wishing she could be here now. And sometimes when I'm lonely, I remember she can see. There's holes in the floor of heaven and she's watching over you and me. Well, my little girl's 23.
walk her down the aisle. It's a shame her mom can't be here now to see her lovely smile. They throw the rice, I catch her eye as the rain starts coming down. She takes my hand, says, Daddy, don't be sad, 'cause I know Mama's watching now. And there's holes in the floor of heaven, and her tears are pouring down. That's how you know she's watching, wishing she could be here now. And sometimes when I'm lonely, I remember she can see. Yes, there's holes in the floor of heaven, and she's watching over you and me. Watching over you and me. Watching over you and me. Watching over you and
no. that operation, David.
Neon lights and stained glass windows.
How's this for a claim to fame? I was an early in.
I ran to one.
Ah!
The other, but I couldn't outrun you. Trying to fill up all the empty. Trying to numb the pain inside. Thinking you'd never forgive me for all those Saturday nights. But thank God for Sunday morning. Thank God for 316. And the words it read that say you bled and gave your life for me. Thank God for the choir singing and the voice seeing come back home. Saturday night looked like the end of the story. Thank God for Sunday morning. Now I know that you're no stranger to the broken hearts like mine. It's what you do, yeah, somehow you bring dead things back to life. And it might look like it's over, as a stone over a grave. But I've seen you move, I'm living proof, you still roll stones away. Thank God for Sunday morning, thank God for 316. And the words in red, that say you bled and gave your life for me. Thank God for the choir singing and the voice saying come back home. Saturday night looked like the end of the story. Thank God for Sunday morning. Whoa. Sunlight through the stained glass window. Feels like freedom on my face. It really is a new beginning. It really is amazing grace. Thank God for Sunday morning. Thank God for 316. The words are red that say you bled and gave your life for me. Thank God for the choir singing and the voice saying come back. Thank God for Sunday morning. Thank God for Sunday morning.
Give them
nothing melts a heart like a grandchild will. Now she climbs up on his knee, says, Grandpa, tell a story, the one about me. He thinks back and his eyes shine, says, listen, child, once upon a time. Late one night by the harvest moon, your daddy climbed the ladder to your mom's room. He knew his place, it was right beside her. Step by step up to her world, head over heels for my little girl. And here you are, that's all that matters. Cause heaven was waiting at the top of Jacob's ladder. Oh, and an angel was waiting at the top of Jacob's ladder.
Change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag and drop it, zip, unzip it, lock it, fill it, call it, find it, view it, grab it, jam it, lock it, surf it, scroll it, pause it, click it, pause it, crack it, switch it, fade it, name it, write it, tune it, print it, scan it, send it, touch, rename it, touch it, print it, play it, touch it, technologic.
One more time.
Like the legend of the phoenix, yeah. All ends with beginnings. Oh, it keeps the planet spinning. The force from the
beginning.